everyone. We're finally here Thursday. And, of course, we're that much closer to the weekend. My name is Shan Man. I'm here to bring you the close to daily music, tech, and anything else I find interesting type of news. Of course, it's only my second episode, and I've already renamed this podcast to what it's going to be. Scoundrel Radio. If it irritates you that I've changed the name, don't worry. I'm probably going to change it again tomorrow. Scoundrel Radio. Last Tuesday, Hatebreed frontman Jamie Josta released his solo album simply titled Josta to the entire heavy metal community. The album is a collection of the tunes that Jamie's been working on for a couple of years, and he's actually recruited the help of Phil Labonte from All That Remains, Zach Wilde from Black Label Society, Mark Morton from Lamb of God, and so many others. If you are one of those clamoring heavy metal Jamie Josta fans looking to get your hands on a copy of the album, you actually found a free copy of it that was being streamed on AOL Music. But you know what? Jamie's not doing too bad for himself. He actually landed in the Billboard Top 200 at the 133rd place, and he moved around 4,000 copies this last week. So not too bad for Jamie. He's actually going to be on the Red, White, and You Fest happening over at Firebird Raceway on September 10th. Another Red, White, and You Fest artist, Adam Dukowitz of Times of Grace, he recently spoke in an interview about how happy he was that the Boston Bruins won the Stanley Cup. He mentioned that when the Bruins clinched the championship, he was actually in Germany at the time, and this is what he had to say about celebrating.
As soon as the time was over, I grabbed a beer, ran out in the streets of Germany at 7 in the morning, screamed to the sky, "The cup is ours!"
And Adam recently turned down the role of a remake of Indiana Jones, The Last Crusade. If Breaking Benjamin decided they want to write a new album, they can title it, Oh My God, There's So Much Drama, because that's what's been happening in the band for the past few weeks. Frontman Ben Burnley has filed a suit against his former guitarist and bassist for making unauthorized decisions on behalf of the band. Now, this all comes in the wake of the Greatest Hits album that was just recently announced and the remix of Blow Me Away that was actually on a video game. Burnley recently fired Aaron Fink and Mark Klepaski via email when he found out that there was a Greatest Hits album that's going to be released. And now, onto your tech news of the day. I had to really dig deep for this one. It's kind of techie. If you thought that cooking up some sweet crack crystals in your kitchen was the thing to do still, well, the kids these days would say, oh God, that's so 2004. Especially for Swedish amateur scientist and blogger Richard Handel. Handel was housing radioactive elements like radium and uranium and cooking them on his kitchen stove to see if he could actually split atoms. And of course, he was arrested for doing it. And you're asking yourself, how does one get arrested for trying to split atoms in your kitchen? Well, Handel actually called Sweden's radiation authority asking, hey, is this pretty cool to do? Of course, the authority ended up calling the cops. The cops came to his house, put him at gunpoint, he got in the car, and then that was it. And to add insult to injury, Richard actually kept a log of all of his experiments on his blog at richardsreactor.blogspot.com. As of this podcast, all of his experiments are still available to watch out, and you can actually see when he was released from jail, because when he got out of jail, he blogged about it. And a little bit of news off the cuff, whether you like him or whether you hate him, President Barack Obama turns 50 today, so I thought, you know, someone should sing a happy birthday song to him.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, that's it for me. Thank you guys so much for listening. I do appreciate it. I've gone ahead and I've made a new website to post these updates. You can go to scoundrelradio.com. And of course, not only will you get updates, you're going to get all the entertaining posts that I find throughout the day to keep your mind busy for whenever your boss walks out of your cubicle and you can go ahead and switch on over and see what I'm doing. Feel free to email me at shanman@scoundrelradio.com or shanman@98kupd.com, or you can go ahead and download the Audio Boo app on your iPhone or Android and reply to any of my updates via audio reply. How fun is that? You can also log on to audioboo.fm and reply that way too. Have a great day!
Scoundrel Radio.
And has actually recruited the help of Phil... booger. Ooh, boogers.